Browns came back here in Green Hat. They dropped the puck for the second period, and Mosley immediately dumps it into the zone and continues to put pressure on. They're on the power play here to begin the second period of play. He's looking to clear it. Romanski can't get it out. Now he sends it over, and East will clear it the length of the ice. Mosley chases it down and sets up their power play. Kyler Oliva sends it ahead. Center ice, it's Matthew Sprink. Now it's McCarthy will carry it in. He's a big guy, and he's fighting with Cravens there. Carry it to the corner. It slides behind the net. Corbett knocks that away from the side of the net to the near boards. Mosley can't get control of the puck, though, to set up the power play attack. 51 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Now they'll corral it. They get a pass behind the net. They had a man slicing down through the slot. Couldn't get him. Now puck behind the net again. Mosley has it. There's a shot, tough angle. Corbett directs that one up into the air, and it goes out of play. Hard shot from a tough angle by, I believe that was Tristan Peterson for Mosley. And we got a whistle and a faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Puck is loose. And a slot shot that goes wide. Flies over to the far boards. Held in by William Sprink for the Indians. They send it down low. They had a man shrinking. Corbett, the shot, the save. The rebound is in front. Now the puck gets cleared away. And East will grab control of it and try to send it out right to the blue line. They'll held in, though. They had to tag up offside the call against Mosley. East tried to clear that, and they sent it right to one of the Mosley players sitting on the blue line, but he was a bit out of play. And offside is the call. 11 seconds remaining in the man advantage here for the Indians. Zach Borheimer takes the draw. Mosley controls it and dumps it in. Trevor Holcomb's going to try to run it down for East. He tries to send it out, and it deflects right out to the blue line. Now off to center ice, thrown back in by Mosley. That was a bouncing puck that just went wide. The penalty is over. East is back to full strength here. Score remains 1-0, Mosley. Lumberjacks control it, trying to get it out. Held in for a moment, now sent out, but sent right back in. Over to the far boards. Mosley winning the races to the pucks at this point. And you got to think that with a limited roster and playing on the big ice, fatigue will be a factor for this Lumberjack squad at some point. They wave off icing as the puck was deflected. As he sends it the other way, Tony Krasowski coming in on the forecheck. Mosley able to clear it all the way to the other end. It goes in on net. And Corbett directs that one to one of his defensemen. He sends the pass ahead. It's a nice pass. Cummings will carry it in. Instead, he'll dump it into the corner. Austin Cummings chasing it down. Tries to send it out to the point. East was getting a change. There wasn't anybody there. Mosley sends it back the other way. Lumberjacks will send it in. Cummings grabs it at the blue line. He carries it in. He gets dumped down on a hard check. Mosley will grab the puck. They send it behind their own net to the near corner. Landon Daniel holds the zone for East, sending it behind the Mosley net once again. Cummings centering fast goes out the back of the net. Cummings getting extended time, and now we're going to get a penalty coming. Austin Cummings raised his stick. And it's going to be a high stick call, I would imagine, and East is going to have to kill off another penalty as Cummings is going to go to the box. He brought his stick up to the neck area of Austin McCarthy. That's two big dudes battling it out right there, Cummings and McCarthy. And a high stick call against the Lumberjacks, Austin Cummings, and another power play opportunity here for Mosley. They already lead it 1-0. Face-off coming to the left of Corbett, down into the corner. East looking to clear it. Hard to get anything going when you're continually killing off penalties. East clears it to center ice. Now they try to get it back, and Mosley will dump it in. Romanski tries to run it down. Mosley controls it, tries to send it to the point, and East able to clear the zone. Now if they can win a race, but they can't. Mosley gets to the puck first, so they would have had a breakaway. Now the Lumberjacks will grab it. Oh, and Jack Knuckles gets stood up and dumped. Actually, that was Ben Feck who had a chance to carry it in, but he got knocked off the puck. Mosley sends it to the near boards. And here they come. Zach Pion's going to carry it in. Into the offensive zone. looking on the power play. Sidney Passarella, they whiffed on the shot. They had a man in the low slot, and he whiffed on it. He's able to send it back. Actually, Bozini actually sent that out of the zone the opposite way after whiffing on the shot. Now here come the Indians back the other way with a minute remaining in the man advantage. They get it down low. Corbett directs that one to the side. Jack Knuckles fighting for control of the puck. He's looking to clear it out. Comes out to the point. Mosin, he holds it in. They walk it centering pass. They've got a man on the back door. Once again, they fan on a one-timer. Matthew Spring couldn't get his stick on the puck. Comes out to the point for McCarthy. Now it's Spring again. Actually, Weinberg. Puck behind the net. Wrap around the tip, and we're going to get a whistle and no goal as the net came off as Corbett slid over and tried to control the post on a wraparound. Looks like it's going to be another penalty coming. Who'd they get this time? It's going to be on Mosini. It's going to be an interference call. And it will be 4-on-4 hockey for 28 seconds, and then the Lumberjacks will have a man advantage. 12:07 to play here, second period, 1-0 Mosini. East gets an offensive zone faceoff. Landon Dano wins it. They get it to the point. Jack Knuckles takes a shot that goes wide. Mosini will grab it, and here they come. 4-on-4 on this big rink. Lots of open area. He stops that attack. And now Mosini will grab it, bring it back. Here comes McCarthy again. He sends it in all the way around to the near corner. Battle for it there. Landon Dano and Jack Knuckles dig it out to the Lumberjacks. Knuckles has it. Cycles it back behind the net. Now the Lumberjacks on the power play. Here they come. Carrying it ahead into the zone. That's Sam Romanski. Romanski looks. They get it out to Tim McKinney. Shoots it. A save made by Bednar. McKinney got a good shot away, but Bednar made the save. Mosley able to clear the zone. It comes back in, but he's needed a tag up. Now McCarthy will grab it for the Indians. And he'll send it all the way to the other end. Actually, send it up and out of play. And East will get an offensive zone faceoff here after Mosini sent it out of play. 1:03 remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. They got a pretty good shot attempt by Romanski. Skated it around the net and fed McGinnity, who was coming off the bench. But Fednar made the save. The freshman goaltender. East has got to get more pucks to the net here. Put some pressure on. Now Mosini wins the draw, and they're able to send it out of the zone. Romanski's going to have to hurry. Here comes Mosini in quickly on the forecheck, short-handed. Landon Steppen, he's harassing Romanski. Now Sam sends the puck ahead. But unable to hold the pass was Andy Cravens. Mosini knocks it back the other way. Now at center ice, he carries it into the zone. This is McGinnity. To the point. And a shot that went wide off the stick of Cravens. East controls it. Back behind the Mosini net, Cody Krasowski. Over to the boards. Trevor Holcomb out on top. Romanski, Cravens winds up. One-timer. That's deflected. Didn't get through. Mosini looks to clear it, and they will. Sending it the other way, Wyatt Pufall. Just 15 seconds remaining on the man advantage for the Lumberjacks. They look to get one more attack ahead. And now they carry it into the zone. Cravens gets knocked off the puck. Gabe McGinnity. Now Krasowski tries to carry it in front. He gets knocked down, and we get a whistle as the net comes off. Krasowski tried to carry that in front and got dumped by Mosini's Trevor Graybow. Penalty is over, so the Mosini penalty killers do their job, and the score remains 1-0. 10:06 to play here, second period. Landon Dano takes the faceoff against Zach Pye, and Mosini wins another one. They're winning a lot of faceoffs here tonight. Send it all the way around the boards, and they chip it out to center ice. Grabbed there by the East defenseman. Pass in ahead. Landon Dano sends it into the zone. Andrew Dano tries to attack, but Mosini got there first. Now turnover, but East gives it away. Landon Dano couldn't handle it. The Mosini player lost an edge and went down. East able to send it back in. Mosini sends it around the boards, looks to break it out, and they do chip it out, and now they've got a 2-on-1. Into the zone they come. Zach Pyatt. Tries a centering pass, diving attempts by the Mosini man. He missed it, couldn't get a stick on it. Now shot in, and a goal. Corbett made the initial save. The puck, though, stayed right out in front, and the Mosley player falling down, backhanded it into an open net. And it's 2-0 Mosley, 9:24 to play here, second period. They got out on that attack. They made a centering pass. The Mosley player dove for the puck, didn't get it. One of the East players dove with him and crashed into the backboards. The puck came back out, shot, and Corbett made the save, but he was covering the post. The puck trickled out in front, and the Mosley player, who was falling to the ice, knocked it in backhanded for the goal, and it's 2-0. East coach Mike Polkinen having a conversation with one of the officials about something, and referee's not buying it, shaking his head, no. Wondering if he wanted to stop it to play there for an injured player. Well, here's Mosley right back again, and a blocker saved by Corbett on that one. Now we got a whistle. Corbett's mad about something. Corbett is mad about something, and the East captain is having a conversation with the official. And again, he's shaking his head. The faceoff comes to the right of the East goaltender. It's another shot. Corbett got a glove on that. It deflects. Romanski will grab the loose puck for Lumberjacks, carrying it in front of his own net. Very dangerous. He's looking to clear the puck, and they get it out. Now they will flick it ahead. But Mosley's going to dump it right back in. They were on the opposite side of the red line, but no icing called. Puck slides behind the East net again, grabbed there by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles turns on the Jets and gets rubbed out against the boards. East grabs it, though. Cravens with the pass ahead. Speck will chip it into his own, and East will give chase. Mosley trying to run down the loose puck. Eric Schumacher trying to challenge him. Good breakout pass for Mosley, and as it comes ahead, Corbett's going to come out of the net to play it, and he got leveled. And a penalty will be coming against Mosley as the East goaltender got pasted. And he is still down, face down on the ice as his helmet flew off. Corbett came out of the net to play that one, and the Mosley player goes to the box. Officials are conferring. They probably want more than a regular penalty on that. Corbett is still face down on the ice without a helmet on. Officials are discussing what the penalty is going to be. That was Zach Bornheimer going to the box. Corbett still on the ice, face down as his helmet flew off. And the other East goaltender is freshman Austin Jensen, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience. In fact, hasn't played at all this year. East captain's having a conversation with the officials here. Corbett decided that the Mosley player might have won that race to the puck, and he didn't want a breakaway, so he came out about halfway to the blue line to play the puck, and he got blasted by Bornheimer. Flew backwards, the helmet came off, and I don't know if he hit his head on the ice before the helmet came off or after. Looks like he is up. And they're still discussing what they're going to do now. They've got both the Mosley captain and the East captains discussing something. They've got to maybe put a handle on some of this hitting that's going on. It's been a very physical game so far. It looks like Corbett's going to stay in the game. Looks like he's okay. 8:22 to play here, second period. 2-0 Mosley. And the officials are still trying to determine what they're going to call here. They're having a conversation now with the Mosley coaching staff. It's going to be a five-minute penalty on Bornheimer. Probably, well, I didn't see a signal. I don't know if it's charging or if it's head contact. Might have been head contact. We've got a timeout on the ice while they talk about this, but they've got a five-minute penalty up on the board, and the Lumberjacks will have a five-minute power play here if they can do something with it with 8:22 to play here in the second period. Wausau East Mosley Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Bornheimer is leaving the ice. He got tossed. It's going to be a game misconduct on Bornheimer for blasting East goaltender Ian Corbett in the head. So, a 5-minute major and a game disqualification for Bornheimer, and East will have a 5-minute power play here. And the faceoff will come in the East offensive zone. Mosady wins another faceoff, though, and immediately sends it the length of the ice. They've got to chase it down. Lumberjacks really need to get one on the board here. Romanski has it behind his own net. They set up the power play, and now here comes Jack Knuckles. Flicks the pass ahead. Actually, that was Gabe McGinnity. Puck slides around to the near boards. And once again, Mosady able to clear it out. Romanski's got a hurry. Mosady putting some pressure on, shorthanded. That's Landon Steppen down there. And Mosady's controlling the puck in the East end. They center the pass. East needs to get control of this puck here. Now they will. McGinnity will grab it and send the pass ahead. Here comes Andy Cravens. Cravens gets it poke checked away at the blue line. East needs to tag up. Now they will. Cravens takes the pass again and retreats all the way into his own end as they set up the attack. Cravens still stick handling and will bring it into his own. And now an offside call. McGinnity came in. Cravens stick handling at the blue line. He's got to headman that puck. Way too much stick handling in that sequence by Andy Cravens. 3:53 remaining in the man advantage here for the Lumberjacks. Faceoff will come just outside the Mosady blue line. 7:15 to play. Lumberjacks win a draw here, one of the few they've won tonight. They get it back to the defenseman, nearly taken away. Now Landon Dano will circle. Austin Cummings poke checked away from him. This is just a very dysfunctional power play right now for the Lumberjacks. Mosady sends it into the East zone again. Ben Feck's got a hurry. He's under pressure. Mosady being very aggressive on the forecheck, shorthanded. Now here come the Lumberjacks back the other way. This is Feck making a nice move. Actually, Knuckles making a nice move. Takes a shot. That deflects wide. And Jack Knuckles tries to win the race now. Mosady will try to clear it out. Held in, though, by Feck. He kicks it in with his skate. Andrew Dano with it, skating behind the Mosady net. Sends it out to Cummings, sends it to the blue line. And they're able to hold it in. That's probably going to be a hand pass. They say no. Centering pass. Can they get a shot away? No. Lumberjack still controlling it. And they telegraphed that pass. Feck had to retreat out of the zone. He needs to tag up. Mosady will grab it. Now it sends all the way to the other end, and Jack Knuckles will send it around his own net. 2:43 remaining. If Mosady can kill off a 5-minute penalty, this will give them a huge lift, and you've got to believe the Lumberjack heads will be hanging if they don't get one here. But they just can't seem to get their power play going. Mosady being so aggressive on the forecheck. Now another big blast into the boards. He's able to hold the zone here for a moment. Mosady defenseman grabs it. McCarthy retreats. Now he sends it the length of the ice. Jack Knuckles will chase it down for the Lumberjacks. Just 2:11 remaining in the man advantage. Long pass ahead caught by Feck. He gets the pass ahead to McGinnity. McGinnity's going to carry it in. McGinnity looks. Takes a shot. It's a flex. Krasowski can't get a stick on that. And now here comes Mosady the other way. They've got a 3-on-none. There's a shot. Corbett the same. The rebound's in front, now deflected behind the net. East grabs it, trying to bring it back the other way. Now they send it ahead. That's going to be an icing call against East. Just not a very good power play here at all for the Lumberjacks. 5:01 to play, second period. Still 1:39 remaining in the man advantage, but East is in the process of wasting a 5-minute power play here. Faceoff in the East defensive zone. Mosady wins it. There's a shot that goes high and wide. Now the Lumberjacks grab it. Long cross-ice pass behind the intended man, Cravens, though, and Mosady will grab it again. Now East will have it at center ice. Cravens carries it in. Andy Cravens, looking, stops, takes a shot. That deflects up in the air. Grabbed by the Lumberjacks, now pushed off the puck. That's Kraselski. And Mosley able to clear it out again. Romanski's got to chase it down. They send it behind the East net, grabbed there by Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb, long pass ahead. Kraselski catches it center ice. Sends the pass ahead. Cummings can't get a stick on that. Mosley will grab it. And we'll send it out again. Under a minute in the power play. Puck at center ice. Cummings will grab it there. He turns on the jet. Sends it into the zone. He gets knocked down. Mosley grabs control of it and will send it long again. They had a man streaking out shorthanded. And now offside is going to be the call. The puck went off the leg of Romanski and into the zone. Offside the call against Wausau East with 40 seconds remaining in the power play. 4:02 remaining here in the second period. Landon Dale takes the face-off with Jeremy Weinberg. Mosley wins it and retreats and then sends it out of the zone. Jack Knuckles in the corner. Knuckles skates it behind his own net. Now he hands it off. That puck taken away from Piscula. Mosley with it. Now Landon Dino gets it back. Just 17 seconds remaining in the man advantage. They send the pass ahead. Now carrying it into the zone. Andrew Dino. Dino. Drop pass for Cummings. Wise up, shoots. That goes wide. Might have been a pass attempt. Puck comes to the boards to Knuckles. Penalty is over. Mosley kills off a 5-minute penalty. Knuckles gets taken down behind the net. Pass ahead. Turnover in the zone. Shot. And the save made. Maybe deflection didn't get through. Now Mosley able to clear the zone. Andrew Dino got a nice hard shot away. One of the Mosley players has lost his stick and now just covering up the puck. And we get a hand pass call against Mosley, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 3:02 to play in the second period. Two nothing Mosley, 3 minutes, 2 seconds remaining. In period number two, Lumberjacks with a golden opportunity to go by the board. They do not score during a 5-minute power play. East will hold the zone on this one down into the corner. Battle for it there. Schumacher, Eric Schumacher tried to grab it. Mosley looks to break it out, and they do. Jack Knuckles is going to chase it down for East. Knuckles reverses field, sends the pass ahead. It deflects out in front. And grabbed by Cravens. Cravens sends it off the boards. Can East clear the zone? Yes, they will. Here they come. This is Cravens. He stood up in the neutral zone ice area. Mosley sends it back the other way. Now the Lumberjacks will carry it in. Knuckles has it. Knuckles takes the shot. That goes wide all the way to the far boards. Comes out to the point. Piscula holds it in, throws it at the net, and Bednar will make a glove save on that and get a whistle. East Mosley Hockey brought to you in part by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. Faceoff coming to the left of Mosley goaltender Zach Bednar. Landon Dienel will take the draw. They were late getting out there, so they changed centers. Mosley wins another faceoff and sends it out. They've got players streaking out. Holcomb's got to hurry back on defense. Mosley gets there first. Can they center it? No. Tied up. He sends it to the far boards. Lumberjacks trying to clear it. Can't get it out. Mosley controlling. Under 2 minutes to play here in the period. Comes out to the boards. Now he's able to clear it. And they send it into the zone. The Mosley defenseman will send it back out to the neutral zone. Grabbed there by Landon Steppen. He sends it in and will give chase behind the East net. Holcomb will get down to the corner for it. Now we get a whistle. And what do we have? Looks like the net came off again. So we get a stoppage of play with a minute 36 to play, second period. Still 2-0 Mosley. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. And Mosley wins another faceoff. Fanned on a shot attempt from the blue line. East looks to get it out, and they do. Mosady will flick it back the other way. Holcomb will have it for a minute, send it ahead. Cummings battling there at center ice for the Lumberjacks. And East comes out of there with it. Andrew Dano carries it in. Dano skates it to the high slot. Pass, shot, and a save made. Romanski took the shot, and Bednar made the glove save as one of the Lumberjacks was right there waiting for a rebound. That was Landon Dano. No rebound to be had, though, as Bednar got the whistle. 1:09 to play, second period. Faceoff coming to the left of the Mosady goaltender. Eric Schumacher taking the draw for East. And the Lumberjacks slap it down into the corner. Mosady will grab it there, pass it out to the point, held in by Pascula for a moment. Now back the other way. Here comes Mosady. They've got a 2-on-1. Jack Knuckles, though, hurries back and grabs the puck first as he skates it behind his own net. Knuckles will bring it out. He's taken off the puck at center ice, but not before he flicks it ahead. Mosady will chase it down, send it behind their own net. Grabbed by the Indians, sending it behind the net is Kyle Oliva. Out there on defense with Trevor Graybow. Puck comes out to the blue line. Can he hold his own? They do for a moment. Then taken out of there to center ice. Romanski posts it back the other way. 17 seconds remaining in the period. Now East has it in the zone. 2-on-1. There's the pass. Oh, they can't get a stick on it. Cravens couldn't get the stick on the pass from Schumacher. And the puck will slide out of the zone. Now, did they hold the zone? No, they did. Romanski holds it in. Can they get a shot away? Center pass. And they can't get the shot away in the slot. And Mosady's defense is able to keep East off the board here during a flurry of activity in the Mosady offensive zone to finish the second period. Two periods in the books, and Mosady leading in this Marathon Cup consolation game 2-0. Back in a moment, we'll hear from Mosady head coach Jordan Schmidt. We'll do that next. You're listening to Wausau East Mosady Hockey on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.